Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to fellowship in the presence of the Lord. The Lord is in our midst and He's ready to speak this morning. If this is your first time of joining us and wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on this show we get to learn here and we get to share the word of God. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. Kindly please help us to share and share until everybody that needs this word of encouragement gets it this morning. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 8th day in the month of July 2025, and we'll be looking at a topic that says, True Beauty. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 7, I Am Thine, O Lord. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Proverbs chapter 27 to chapter 29. And our memory verse is taken from 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 4. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 4, which says, But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, of great price. Our Bible reading is taken from 1 Peter chapter 3 from verse 3 to 11. 1 Peter chapter 3 from verse 3 to 11. From verse 3 it reads, Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles, and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. For this is the way the holy women of the past who put their hope in God used to adorn themselves. They submitted themselves to their own husbands, like Sarah, who obeyed her husband Abraham and called him our Lord. You are our daughters if you do what is right and do not give way to fear. Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. Finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. Whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, It is good to pay attention to your physical appearance. However, this should not become an obsession. Many people have become so obsessed with their physical appearance that they spend lots of time and money on artificial hair, makeup, cosmetic surgery, and revealing clothes, thinking this will make them more attractive. This sort of obsession is not befitting of Christians. For example, applying heavy cosmetic and undergoing cosmetic surgery is a way of telling God that He has not created you the right way. Wearing tight and revealing clothes is also a way of saying that you are cheap and available. As a genuine Christian, your true beauty is not determined by your outward appearance, but by the things that lie within you. You should only give moderate time and attention to your looks. If a believer spends 3 hours dressing up every morning, I wonder if he or she has a quiet time with God at all. Colossians chapter 3 verse 2 says that your primary focus should be on things above, not on the earth. Matthew chapter 6 verse 21 also says that where your treasure is, there will your heart be. If you're spending so much resources on your outward appearance, it shows where your heart actually is and what you are really focused on. Some Christians go as far as getting cosmetic surgery to enhance certain parts of their body. Some of them cannot sacrifice their comfort for the sake of the gospel, but they are willing to risk their lives to enhance their appearance. It is good to look good, but please pay more attention to looking more beautiful on the inside than you are on the outside. What makes a person really beautiful is his or her character and good deeds. Dorcas was full of great works and generosity. She was vibrant in her relationship with God and fervent in her love for humanity. When she died, the people of her community refused to let her go. They sent for Peter to come and wake her up because her impact was truly powerful, like we see in Acts chapter 9 from verse 36 to 42. If all she was known for were her face and body structure, nobody would have gone the extra mile to get Peter to wake up from the dead. Beloved, when you live for God, your life will be truly beautiful. And long after you have crossed over to eternity, people will still be blessed by your impact. Focus on reflecting true beauty, not just your outward appearance. Today's open heaven comes to the key point that says true beauty is in being a person of excellent character, virtues, and impact. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. How can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.